This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every so often, Hollywood gives us this strange deja vu moment. You sit down to watch something new and suddenly think, hold on, didn't another movie just come out with exactly this storyline? Well, this week, Lauren Rosewarne has released her 12th book. It's diving into why these cinematic doubles keep appearing, the coincidences, the rivalries, the trends, and the wonderfully human chaos behind them.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
I've got to ask you, firstly, congratulations on the book, 12 books. How did you do it?
Thanks.
It's amazing.
Well, this, you know, I have a day job, don't you? Like, my day job is I'm an academic at a university, and part of that work is that I'm a researcher. And so for me, my research ends up in books.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations. 12 books. When did you first realize that this wasn't just a coincidence, not the book writing, that is, your 12th book,
yeah,
but a whole world worth exploring?
So my last book was on remakes and why do we get so many remakes? And in the process of writing that book, I kept seeing in reviews people calling films, oh, this is basically a remake of another film. That both films were released within like 3 months of each other. It was impossible for one to be a remake of the other. And I think it's easy for a critic to kind of make that, use throwaway words like remake. But if they're released at roughly the same time, how can they be? So I was really interested in sort of examining that a bit more because my research is always answering a question I've got and I assume other people might have. How do we end up with this? If it's not a remake, what is it?
So how often are these twins coincidence and how often is there a bit of rivalry mixed in?
Yeah, so I accumulated a list that was close to 1,000 examples over film and TV history. Now, I think the degree of similarity between each of the pairs varies. So I wouldn't necessarily say they're all, absolute twins, but certainly a lot of times throughout history. And that really sort of assembling that list then had me dive into, okay, what explains them? Because the same thing doesn't explain 1,000 instances of this over 100 years of film. What does explain it? What are the things going on that lead two separate filmmaking teams to produce basically the same film twice in the same year?
Do they know that they're producing the same film or is it under wraps usually?
Sometimes, and I write about this, where sometimes it'll be one story I have in the book is that these two teams shared the same lawyer, and the lawyer kept talking to them as though they were talking about they were all on the same film. They weren't. They were two separate teams working on two separate adaptations of an Oscar Wilde play that were both released in the same year, both with the same title, and they only found out by accident. And there's quite a lot of examples where it's accidental that they found out, and then they're in that, moment of decision. Do we keep going with this project or do we cut our losses? When they cut their losses, we never even find out about the film. Sometimes they'll just persevere and say, we're in too deep, we're just going to keep going and see how the cards fall.
How does the cultural mood spark similar ideas at the same time?
Yeah, so sometimes it's things that happen in the culture. For example, if you recall a few years ago, the Fyre Festival, which became this online event of these attendees going or influencers going to this island for this supposedly massive, exciting party, and they get served one slice of cheese and a piece of bread, and it becomes this sort of hilarious event online that people are laughing at. Is it any surprise then that sort of 18 months later, within 4 days of each other, Hulu and Netflix both released release their own Fyre Festival documentary. That's a quite, I think, predictable coincidence in the sense that they were both inspired by the same event, both went into production at the same time, both ended up in streaming services within days of each other. So that idea of things like major events, it could be a celebrity death or a mass murder or a terrorist event, it's not really a surprise that two teams sit there and think, you know, independent of one another, this would make a good story. Let's make it into a film. And that's a sort of event, but sometimes it might be things that are happening sort of culturally, you know, trends in music or trends in different kind of activities or subcultures.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about her brand new book on Hollywood's twin film phenomenon. Lauren, there's also, I suppose, the thorny question, isn't there, of idea theft. What does that world really look like behind the scenes?
Yeah, so the good example or the classic example that's often pointed to here is the Ants and Bugs Life issue, where we had two animations in the same year and they looked really similar. We hadn't had any other films about the secret interior lives of insects. How did we end up with two? And that was a case of, you know, somebody once working at Disney, then moving to and starting his own studio. Did he take with him that idea? And that is used as the classic example of this stuff always happens. People steal ideas from each other. Now, these are almost impossible to ever prove in a court setting because and you can't copyright an idea you've got. You might have written, you know, the storyline of Harry Potter on the back of an envelope. Unless you've actually written the book itself, what are you taking to court to prove that this was yours? And I think that that's why there is so much theft when it comes to reality TV, as an example, where you'll have two shows that look basically exactly the same released within a month of each other, because that is often copying. They'll both be casting at the same time. So in that casting process, one studio will think, oh, they're making a game show about, I don't know, sausage makers. Let's put our own one into production. And because reality TV is so quick to make, it's often done really, really fast and they can come out, you know, basically within months of each other.
I was thinking about that. Reality TV, it almost seems to double itself faster than anything else, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's because it's so quick and because the formats burn themselves out really quickly. So you'll see, for example, a cluster of singing type shows all at once. You know, we had shows like The Apprentice and another one came out that same year of, you know, I think it was Rebel Billionaire with Richard Branson at the same time as the Trump one. Launched in the same year. There's so many examples I've got in the book of pairs of reality TV shows. Someone announces that they're making a boxing competition show and another network, same deal, same format a month later. And again, because it's almost impossible to prove anything in court, there's not a deterrent to them doing it.
Lauren, something that I love about you and I really admire is your curiosity. And I sometimes wonder what keeps you so driven and so curious about the way our culture works. And, you know, where does that come from?
Okay, well, something you know about me, I'm not very good at relaxing, and that means that my brain is always even to the point of not being able to sleep. And I think most of my work always comes up with, if I've got a question and I want to know not only the answer, because most of the things I want to write about don't have just one answer, there's lots of answers, and I'm the person who wants to document all of those answers, because I hate the idea of when people say everything is going to be explained by one thing. Generally, there's multiple answers, and I like that.
Lauren, are we going to be talking to you next week about a strange phenomenon of another book coming out by you?
Look, I feel that I'm under too much pressure right now. But I will be with you next week, but probably not another book in a week's time.
Lauren Rosewarne, congratulations on the book Twin Film Phenomenon. It's great to chat with you, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne. Her 12th book, The Twin Film Phenomenon, is out now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.